My wife and I would like to thank all of you who prayed for us as we planned to come out here for this meeting.
我的妻子和我都在这里要感谢你们为我们祷告，当我们来准备来聚会的时候。
Indeed, we've had a bit of a challenging time just getting here.
我们来以前，我们碰到了一些难处。
But I'm very happy at the end of the year to be gathered together with you.
但是我非常的高兴能够在年末我们能够聚在一起。
Our subject is to speak on the mystery of Zion.
我们今天的主题是要讲到锡安的奥秘。
Now I think all of you know what the mystery of Zion is.
我相信你们每个人都知道锡安的奥秘是什么。
But I wanted to share it especially as I have a burden for the ongoing generations until the Lord comes back.
但是我心里面有一个负担，尤其是向着这个年轻的一代。在我们主回来以前，我有这个负担向你们交通。
I was surprised to see that the year 2022, there continued to be a spiritual recession.
我尤其是特别的惊讶的看到2022年，我们还在这里经历了一个属灵上的一个衰退。
We would have thought that with the pandemic brought into tow, there would have been a regathering of God's people onto higher ground.
我们本来以为在这个瘟疫过去的以后呢，我们能够把神的百姓能够带到一个更高之处。
But the year has marked a number of losses.
但是这一年给我们带来很大的损失。
We know that some of our beloved brethren and co-workers have gone on to glory.
我们知道我们中间有一些我们亲爱的弟兄们，他们已经被主接去到荣耀里。
And our problems with physical health and things, and even emotional health, has caused there to be a very difficult year this last year.
我们中间的一些我们身体上的或者说是我们情绪上的一些难处，让我们来到2022年，我们发现有很多的困难。
But I'm happy to be gathered with all of you brothers and sisters.
但是与弟兄姊妹们我们聚在一起，我真的是很高兴。
Because in my heart, I believe that perhaps the Lord is about to act in a most unique and sovereign way.
我在我心里面，我总是觉得我们的主要在这里做一个奇妙的，然后也是很庄严的一件事情。
My wife and I, before we came here, we spent a day resting and we went by Pacifica Beach and we watched more than 100 surfers out there in the wind and the rain surfing away on the beach.
当我们来这里以前呢，我们到这个太平洋的海岸，我们看到有一些人在冲浪，大概有100多个人在雨中冲浪。
We heard one young man near us excitedly putting on his gear and talking about what the big waves that are about to come in as the tide has arisen.
我旁边有一个人，他在你预备进去穿上他的衣服之前，他很激动，他说有一个大的波浪要来了。
Sometimes I feel like these years from 2020 through 2022 has been a tremendous recession of the water back into the ocean with that undertow.
我感觉好像从2020年到2022年这三年，好像这个大海的水都在那里有退去。
But I'm praying that in God's sovereignty, there'd be a tsunami of the Holy Spirit.
但是我在这里祷告，在主的他的庄严的里面，我们会有一个属灵的一个大波浪。
During this period of time, a whole new generation has been raised up.
在这段时间里面，有一个崭新的一个世代来被兴起。
And they've been raised up in part through this tribulation as they've gone to school and all.
当他们经历了这些的大磨难的时候，他们去学校，他们就被带起来。
I wonder what the Lord's going to do in this coming year.
我想知道主在前面的这一年将会做什么。
Sometimes when things look dark and grim, we're right on the cusp of something wonderful.
当有时候我们处在黑暗的边缘的时候，我们就发现有一个奇妙的事情已经来到我们的边缘了。
Our hope is that the Lord would come back.
我们的盼望是我们的主要回来。
But if he delays,
但是他如果他延迟的话
that he would come upon his people with his glory once again.
愿意他的荣耀再一次来临到他的百姓。
And so we share on the mystery of Zion.
所以我们今天要交通锡安的奥秘。
Because, you know, the older generation has graduated up the hill.
因为我们的老一代他们已经毕业了，他们上山去了。
But now there's a maturing number of adults in their 40s who have yet to really lay hold of Zion.
但是在我们中间一些四十几岁的这些壮年的一代，他们还没有抓住锡安。
And then underneath these millennials is this new generation that have yet to lay hold of Mount Zion.
比他们更年轻的这些千年这些年轻人，他们也还没有抓住这个锡安。
So let's just have a word of prayer and then we'll begin our fellowship together.
我们有一点祷告，我们就开始我们的交通。
This coming year is the year of our Lord.
前面的这一年是我们主的年。
The day of the Lord is at hand, and so is his kingdom.
我们主的年要到了，他的国度也要来了。
We're so thankful for this opportunity to gather together on holy ground.
我们为了在圣地我们能够聚会，我们实在感谢你。
And we pray by the Holy Spirit you would enlighten our eyes to see this situation that we're in.
我们求圣灵能够点亮我们心中的眼睛，让我们看见我们所处的这个时代。
Help us to see and to evaluate things according to heaven's evaluation.
让我们能够凭着属天的这样的一个评估的方法来看，也来评估。
We ask for your Spirit's help, especially tonight as we speak and listen.
尤其当我们要说、我们讲、我们听的时候，我们求你的灵来帮助我们。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
I'd like to read a few scriptures if you want to follow along here. There are just a few scriptures here and there regarding Zion.
我来在这里读几处有关锡安的一些经文，你可以跟着我来看。
Psalm chapter 2 verse 6.
诗篇第二章第六节。
But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。
In Psalm 48, verses 12 and 13.
诗篇48, 12, 13节。
Walk about Zion and go around her. Count her towers, consider her ramparts. Go through her palaces, that you may tell it to the next generation.
你们当周游锡安，四围旋绕，数点城楼。细看他的城郭。
And then we have Psalm 84, verse 5.
我们然后看诗篇84篇第五节。
How blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。
Psalm 87, 2.
诗篇87篇第二章第二节。
Jehovah loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwelling places of Judah.
他爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
Psalm 62, verse 1.
诗篇62篇第一节。
For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp.That burneth.
我的心默默无声，专等候神。我的救恩是从他而来，唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不很动摇。
Verses 6 and 7.
第六、第七节。
I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day or night. Ye that are the Lord's remembrancers, keep not silence and give him no rest.Till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Isaiah 62, 6 and 7.
以赛亚书六十二章第六、第七节。耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
And then finally in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 22 through 24, and these are our theme verses, as it were.
然后是希伯来书十二章二十二、二十四节，是我们今天的主题的经节。
But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect,And to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之一人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣，以及所洒的血。这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
Now I know all of you have studied the book of Hebrews quite a bit.
我知道你们很多人都曾经用心的研读希伯来书。
You know, it's one of four books that especially speak of the matter of our living in the kingdom of God.
在新约里面有四卷的圣经特别提到我们怎么是活在国度的里面。
Hebrews speaks of our kingdom faith, our kingdom service, our kingdom obedience, our kingdom discipline.Our kingdom rewards.
在希伯来书讲到我们在这个国度里面的生活，国度里面的侍奉，国度里面的顺服和国度里面要得的奖赏。
And throughout this epistle to the Hebrews, we're told to press on to maturity.
在整本向希伯来人写的这卷圣经里面，他鼓励他们要努力面前，努力向前，到一直到完全。
When you read the book of Hebrews through sequentially, you'll see that the writer is speaking of our Christian lives as a sojourn.
当你按照顺序来读希伯来书，读下来，你会发现他讲到我们基督徒的一个在地是寄居的一个逗留的一个生活。
Now this word sojourn is a very specific word. It's used in not so much in English anymore.
这个词逗留或者说是寄居这个词在英文里面已经不常见了。
But it has a specific meaning.
但是它有一个很特别的含义。
You can see the word journey in there, right?
在里面看见有旅途这个词。
A sojourn is where somebody is journeying through a land that is not their own.
在这个暂时的居留，这个表明这一个人他在一个不属于他的地方来短暂的居住。
They're in a place, perhaps they dwell in a tent, but it's not their own.
他们在一个某地，然后他们可能住在帐篷里面，但是这个地不属于他们。
So you'll remember Abraham in Hebrews 11 when it speaks of Abraham.
当你记得在希伯来书十一章里面讲到亚伯拉罕的时候
，It says by faith Abraham went out, not knowing whither he went.
他讲到亚伯拉罕因着信出去的时候，还不知往哪里去。
That's a soldier.
这就是一个聚集寄居。
And by faith he dwelt in tents.
他居住帐篷。
There's nothing permanent there.
在那里面没有一个好像是一个固定的地方。
And so these Jewish believers that are being written to are to understand that their life is just a sojourn through this world.
这个希伯来书的这些听众们，他们这些希伯来人，他们要明白一生是一个寄居。
Like the great sojourners listed in Hebrews chapter 11.
在希伯来书十一章里面提到很多这些寄居的人。
Whether Abraham or Isaac or Jacob or Abel or Moses.
讲到亚伯拉罕、雅各、亚伯、摩西等等。
All of them were desiring a better city.
他们都盼望一个更美的城。
And they were looking for a city whose architect and builder was God.
他们在那里盼望一个由神来所设计和建造的城。
And so as this sojourn is pictured through the book of Hebrews, we come to chapter 12.
而且这个一个寄居的人的一个图像图画就在希伯来书十二章里面我们也能看到。
Where we find that those who have been faithful to press on to maturity reach a place that's called Mount Zion.
我们看见那些努力成全的人，他们来到一个地方，叫做锡安圣山。
Where is this Mount Zion?
艰深到底在哪里？
Is it in heaven? Is it on earth?
是在天堂吗？还是在地上？
It's a bit of a mystery.
好像是一个奥秘。
And this is what we're trying to convey even here tonight.
就是我们今天所要向你们来诉说的。
So in Hebrews 12, just as an example, you can see some little pictures of this sojourn that we're on.
我们在希伯来书十二章，我们看见我们在这个一个逗留的这样的一个路径的上面，途径的上面。
First, you know how the chapter opens.
你一开始就看到这个章是怎么开始的。
Where we lay aside our weights and sins, and we run the race, looking unto Jesus, the sojourn.
我们怎么样放下重担和缠累我们的罪，然后我们奔跑那摆在我们前头的路程，这是一个一个逗留。
Then we see as chapter 12 progresses that in order for us to get to the end in maturity, we have to be disciplined by our Father.
我们然后就看到，当我们继续这样的旅程，我们要成为完全，我们必须受神的管教。
Because we discover as we're running this race that our knees and legs are feeble, our hands are not strong.
因为我们发现我们跑这个路程的时候，我们发现我们的膝盖和我们的手都是虚弱的，而不是强壮的。
So our Father disciplines us so that we can become sons of glory.
所以我们的父就管教我们，让我们能够成为荣耀之子。
We know there it's possible, like Esau, to come short of the grace of God.
我们也知道像以扫那样，他会来亏缺了这个神的荣耀。
And according to the writer of Hebrews, everything is beginning to shake around us.
也根据希伯来书的作者，所有的东西在我们周围的都开始在震动。
But everyone who pursues by faith this sojourn ends up in rest.
那些每一个人都在努力向前，他在地寄居的那些人，他们都能进到安息的里面。
So many Christians, like Hebrews chapter 3 and 4, where it talks about entering into that rest.
在希伯来书第三、第四章，那里经常讲到我们怎么样进到安息的里面。
Christians could almost fall asleep just hearing that, enter into my rest.
当一个基督徒经常听你们要进入我的安息的话，他可能都要沉睡了。
And what is that rest?
那个安息在哪里？
You are come to Mount Zion.
你要来到锡安山。
That's the rest.
那就是安息之处。
Now, of course, it's penultimate. Because, of course, there comes a day when Jesus will come back and receive his kingdom.
当然也 是倒数第二位的，因为当基督要耶稣再来的时候，他要作为王来把我们接去。
And even more wonderful, there's a day when the new Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, will come down to earth permanently as a dwelling place.
会有那么一天，像新耶路撒冷圣城从天而降，能够成为一个永久的一个居所。
But we're not there yet.
但是我们还没有到那个地步。
But we are resting on Mount Zion.
但是我们已经在锡安山上，我们来得安息。
So I'm going to describe Zion as we begin tonight as the present central headquarters of the kingdom of God.
我今天就把锡安山形容为我们今天我们神的国的一个首府。
Have you come to Zion?
你来到锡安了吗？
Do you know where it is?
你知道它在哪里吗？
162 times it's mentioned in the Bible.
在圣经里面提到过162次。
But you need more than a map to find it.
但是你要比数学懂得更多，你才能找到它。
Of course we know that Zion is a hill there in the area of Jerusalem.
我们知道西安是在耶路撒冷那个城上面的一个小山。
Jerusalem is actually built on three hills, and Zion is one.
耶路撒冷是建在三个三座山上，西安山是其中之一。
But is that what we're talking about?
那是我们今天要讲的吗？
And so the other day I googled Zion just out of curiosity.
所以那天我出于好奇，我在网上搜索这个西安。
Doesn't speak anything about Jerusalem Zion.
那里面没有讲任何的关于这个耶路撒冷的西安。
Most of the hits on Zion are Zion National Park in Utah.
最多的回到的搜索的结果是讲到在犹他州的这个锡安这个国家公园。
And then the rest of the thousands of hits were about Zion Williamson, the basketball player.
另外那些回来的结果都是讲到一个打篮球的运动员叫锡安的。
And I'm so glad to be gathered with you tonight and this weekend.
我今天能够在这个周末与你们在一起，有何等的高兴！
Because so many Christians know nothing about the rest of Mount Zion.
因为很多的基督徒他们对于在锡安山上的安息一点都不知道。
But those that have a heart in whom are the highways to Zion, they enter that rest.
但是那些心中有向往锡安大道的人他们能够进到这个安息。
How many of you have been to Israel, actually taken a trip there?
你们中间有多少人曾经去过以色列?
Couple of people.
好像有那么几个。
Good. I think our brother Daniel Chen's having a trip out there this summer if you're interested in going.
我们陈弟兄可能会带你们如果你们没有去过可能会带你们去一趟。
It's a wonderful experience. It changes your life when you see the Bible right there.
是一个很奇妙的一个经历。当你来到那里，你看见整本圣经就摆在你的面前。
You actually walk where Jesus walked. You walk in the Garden of Gethsemane. You go to the upper room where they prayed. Go to the Pool of Siloam. These places.
你可以来到这个哥西马尼园，你跟耶稣一起走。你可以到这个二楼那边去祷告，然后你到示罗的这个池子。
And if you go these days,
如果你这些日子去。
What do you think is the hottest spot of archaeology right now?
你知不知道这个考古学最热门的一个地方是哪里？
Zion.
就是西安。
They're digging up Zion.
他们在那里挖掘西安。
They're discovering all kinds of things that speak that the Bible is absolutely true.
他们发现各种各样的东西都来证明圣经里面所说的都是完全正确的。
But if you go to this dig, this archaeological dig called Zion,
但是如果你到那个挖掘的大坑叫做西安的这个地方
Can you find Zion there?
你能不能找到西安呢？
David knew about Zion.
他们不知道不认识西安。
That's the city he founded.
大卫知道西安因为他建立了这个城。
So we're not surprised that in the Psalms, Zion is mentioned 38 times.
所以当我们看在诗篇里面提到锡安38次我们一点都不奇怪。
But there's one who's written of Zion more than David.
但是有一个人论到锡安比大卫的还要多。
And that's Isaiah.
那就是以赛亚。
Because he discovered Zion as well.
因为他也在那里发现了锡安。
Well, it may be a mystery, but we know one thing from the Word of God. God loves Zion.
也许锡安是一个奥秘，但是从神的话，我们知道主他爱锡安。
I feel so bad that Christians have lost the understanding of holiness.
我很奇怪，就是很多基督徒他们已经失去了对圣洁的认识。
Because holiness always speaks of things most precious to God.
因为圣洁总是讲到对神最重要的一些事情。
And it's amazing.As the scriptures speak, how much the Lord loves Zion.
当圣经讲到主是何等的爱锡安，实在让我们惊讶。
We read that the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than any other city of Jacob.
我们读到神爱锡安的城门比所有雅各居住的地方更多。
Here are some little fragments of what the Lord speaks about Zion.
在这里面就讲到一些神讲到锡安的一些小段一点点的点滴点点滴滴。
He says,This is my rest forever.
他说这是我永远的安息。
How many of you have learned a secret? You rest when you're in his rest.
你们中间有多少人学会了这个秘诀？当你在他的安息里面，你就也得安息。
He calls Zion my holy hill of Zion.
他称锡安为我的圣山。
The Lord is great in Zion.
主在西安里面是大的。
It says the Lord dwells in Zion.
也讲到神居住在西安。
He says the Lord fights for Zion.
主为西安征战。
Zion is the apple of his eye.
西安是他眼中的瞳仁。
He is jealous for Zion.
他为西安来祭血。
What an amazing place this must be.
这一定是一个多么奇妙的地方。
The prophets and the psalmists, they say, he has chosen Zion.
这个先知和诗篇的作者们说到他已经选择了锡安。
Isaiah says he will save Zion.
以赛亚说他要救
拯救锡安。He'll build Zion.
他建立锡安。
He'll comfort Zion.
他安慰锡安。
He'll reign in Zion.
他在锡安要作王。
The redeemed of the Lord come with singing to Zion.
那些被神得神救恩的人他们来到锡安来歌唱。
Out of the perfection of Zion's beauty, He shines forth.
在西安那些完美的美丽里面，他在里发光。
What a wonderful place it is to the Lord.
对主来说是何等奇妙的一个地方。
Oh, if we are gathered in Zion even tonight.
我们如果我们今天我们聚集在西安这里。
It's so clear in the Word of God. The Lord delights to be in our midst.
神他的话清楚地告诉我们，他就愿意喜乐地住在我们的中间。
Now we also can see and sense the importance of Zion by the controversy and the fight and battle over Zion.
我们也可以看见这个关于西安的这样的一个争论，里面有它的关于它的征战，我们也可以看得出来。
In Isaiah 34 verse 8 it says, For it is the days of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompense for the controversy over Zion.
在以赛亚书三十四章第八节，因西安耶和华有报仇之日，为西安的争辩有报应之年。
Why is there such a controversy over Zion?
为什么在西安有一个争辩
？Let's just say we're Zion tonight.
我们这样说，我们今天我们在西安。
Why could there be such a war over us?
为什么论到我们会有一个征战呢
？But in fact, we find that the world opposes.Zion.
因为我们发现这个世界来为西安来争斗。
David put it in Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords. But he who sits in the heavens laughs.The Lord holds them in derision. Then he speaks and says, Yet I have enthroned my king on my holy hill of Zion.
大卫在诗篇第二篇里面这样说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事，世上的君王一起起来，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他的受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必耻笑他们。那时他要在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君在西安我的圣山上了。
And then the Lord declares to his son, I will declare the decree the Lord has said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I'll give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession.You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel.
然后神就向他的儿子宣告说：“我要传圣旨。耶和华曾对我说：‘你是我的儿子，我今日生你。你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。你必用铁杖打破他们，你必将他们如同摇匠的瓦器摔碎。
The nations are all worked up.”About this little Zion.
那些外邦，他们好像为这个小地方西安来这里热闹起来。
In New York City, we have the United Nations.
我们在纽约市，我们有联合国。
They have pronounced just this year, 2022, 28 resolutions condemning Israel.
他们今年一年，他们已经就宣告了有28条，这个宣告来谴责以色列。
Of course, they're not passed because the United States vetoes these resolutions.
当然没有通过，因为这些决议都被美国来否决了。
I don't get it.
我不能理解。
Brother Sparks calls Jerusalem the storm center of the ages.
斯百克弟兄说，西安是这个历代以来的一个暴风眼。
Isn't that an interesting term? The storm center of the ages.
你是不是觉得这个词特别的有意思？讲到这个暴风的中心或者暴风眼。
And so this little Zion had been through history attacked by Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome, the Arabs today, Iran today, in order to destroy Zion.
在以色列的历史里面，他们是不断的被埃及、被阿拉伯、被叙利亚，然后被巴比伦，然后被今天的 阿拉伯的国家 来攻击。
There must be something of value about Zion.
西安一定有它特别的价值。
And it must be more than just the property, the city of Jerusalem and Israel.
不仅仅好像只是一块产业，是以色列的耶路撒冷的一个部分。
There's a spiritual opposition that's very real.
在那里有一个属灵的抵挡是非常真实的。
And in chapter 12, Zechariah predicts that when the coming of the kingdom comes,
在撒迦利亚书十二章的里面来预测将这个国度来临的时候
，He says in verses 2 and 3, "I'm going to make Jerusalem a cup that causes reeling to everyone around." When the siege is against Jerusalem, it'll also be against Judah, and it will come in that day that I'll make Jerusalem a heavy stone for all peoples.All who try to lift it will be severely injured, and all the nations of the earth will be gathered against it.
在第二章第四第二第十二章第二第三节讲，我必使耶路撒冷被围困的时候，向四围列国的民成为令人昏醉的杯。这末世也论到犹大。那日我必使耶路撒冷向聚集攻击他的万民当作一块重石头，凡举起的必受重伤。
And of course, we know behind all of that, there's Satan's strategy of opposition to Zion.
我们知道，在这个事情的背后，都有撒旦他的抵挡的一个策略。
We learn in the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, that Satan dwells in Babylon and works out all of his conflicts out of Babylon.
你在以赛亚书那里面十二章那里，你知道，撒旦他是藏在这个他的。巴比伦他的地方，然后来掌管这一切。
In the Bible, it almost looks like in Zion is God's headquarters, and in Babylon is Satan's headquarters, and there's a continual battle between Jerusalem and Babylon.
在圣经里面，你好像看见西安有神他的首府，然后在巴比伦是撒旦的首府，在这两个中间一直会有他的征战。
And it's also interesting that Zion is a barometer for Israel as well.
我们也看见好像西安对于以色列来说是一个像一个欺压剂一样。
Chronicles are two very interesting historical books.
这个历代记是两卷非常有意思的圣经。
Because the Chronicles re-examine the history of the kingdom of Israel according to Zion.
因为历代记在这里来评估以色列的历史，都是按照西安来评估的。
If the kings took care of the temple and the priests and the sacrifices, then everything went great for the nation.
如果王他们来照料好圣殿，然后这个祭司在那里献祭的时候，任何都一切都很顺利。
But then when the kings disregarded the temple and when Jerusalem became worldly, the corruption from Jerusalem spread out throughout the kingdom, and the kingdom declined.
当王来遗弃圣殿，当这个耶路撒冷的光景来被朽坏，然后这个腐朽就一直传到整个的以色列，然后就转向衰落。
And so we begin to see something of this mystery in the way Israel defines Jerusalem.And Zion.
我们就在以色列他们来为耶路撒冷和西安下定义的这件事情上面，我们可能了解到奥秘的一部分。
In the Bible, sometimes Jerusalem and Zion are synonymous. It's the same thing.
在圣经里面，耶路撒冷和西安好像是同义词，他们是同一样的东西。
Sometimes Zion seems as big as all of Israel.
有时候西安甚至像以色列的全国一样大。
Sometimes Zion is only a small remnant.
但是有时候西安只是讲到那么一点点的余民。
Sometimes we find Zion, but we find Jerusalem, but no Zion.
有时候我们看见有耶路撒冷，但是看不到西安。
Sometimes we find Zion, but no Jerusalem.
但是有时候我们发现有西安，但是没有耶路撒冷。
Surely Zion has some spiritual mystery.
西安一定有一点属灵的奥秘。
When Jesus came to Jerusalem, he couldn't find Zion.
当耶稣来到耶路撒冷，他没有找到西安。
And in anger, he spoke about the destruction of Jerusalem Because they did not realize that the Messiah had visited them.
他在怒气之中，他讲到耶路撒冷的，他的腐坏，因为他们这些人没有看见弥赛亚已经来了。
Although he said Jerusalem would be destroyed, every stone on the other, to Zion, he only showed mercy as he spoke comfort to the daughters of Zion.
他讲到耶路撒冷要必朽坏，没有一块石头留在另外一块石头上面。但是他讲到西安，说西安必安慰他的儿女。
So this word Zion has a very rich and nuanced history in the Bible.
所以西安有一个很丰富、一个细微的一个历史的差别。
And we see it revealed and clarified for us in the book of Hebrews.
我们在希伯来书看见他向我们启示，也向我们澄清。
Because we see that the church has a controversy with Zion.
在教会也论到西安也有一个争辩。
Why did the writer say, "But you are come to Mount Zion"?
为什么他的作者来讲到你乃是来到西安山
？If you listen to the context a moment, it makes you wonder.
如果你看见他上下文，让你不得不吃惊。
Now these were Jewish Christians he was writing to.
他是向犹太人的基督徒来写这封书信。
And all of their life, they've been trusting in Jerusalem.
他们整个的一生，他们都信靠耶路撒冷。
The outward forms of sacrifices.
他们在外面的那个形式上的献祭。
The rulers, the priesthoods.
那些君王，那些他们的祭司们。
All of those things regarding Jerusalem.
那些所有有关耶路撒冷的一切。
But now the writer was saying.That's no longer Jerusalem.
但是现在作者说，这已经不再是耶路撒冷。
You have come to Mount Zion.
你来到了锡安山。
But Mount Zion is outside the camp of Jerusalem.
但是锡安山是在耶路撒冷的营外。
That's where the Messiah is.
这就是弥赛亚所在的地方。
Zion must be where the Messiah is.
锡安一定要与弥赛亚一起在一起。
And if the Messiah.Was persecuted outside the camp, so we go outside the camp and find Zion there.
因为他是在营外受苦，所以我们也要跟随他到营外。
And so you see, Jerusalem perhaps represents the outward reality of the city.
所以你看见耶路撒冷可能代表了是这个城市的外表。
But at times, Zion represents the spiritual reality.Of the city.
有时候西安代表了这个城市的属灵的这个层面。
And if we are come to Zion,
如果我们乃是来到西安山
we come to one of the principles of eternal things.
我们就进到这些永远的这些事情的原则的里面。
For the church today to live in the fullness of Zion,
让教会能够在西安的完全里面存在。
There must be the spiritual reality of Zion.
必须要有一个锡安的属灵的实际。
But that's not enough.
但是这还不够。
There must also be a physical, tangible gathering together of people.
也必须有一个实实在在的，你可以摸得着的这些聚会的一些百姓。
You see, some people say, "Well, we're the church, we're Zion."
也许有人说，我们是教会，所以我们就是锡安。
But as we know from the Gospel of John, many Christians had lost the spiritual reality of Zion, though they continued to be the church.
但是我们在约翰福音里面，我们看见很多人，他们可能还是教会，但是他们已经失去了属灵的实际。
And that's what makes Zion a bit of a mystery.
这就是使锡安成为一点奥秘的原因。
Because on the other hand, if some people say, "Well, we possess all spiritual knowledge, and we know the great mysteries of God's eternal purpose. But if they're not gathered together as Zion, they're still not Zion."
但是换另一方面，如果有人说我们有所有属灵的知识，我们能够掌握神永远的旨意，但是他们如果不聚会的话，他们也没有来到锡安山。
The Hebrew Christians are one generation from the beginning of the gospel.
希伯来的基督徒，他们在这个离这个福音那个时代是已经过了一代了。
And their Christian life had become outward.
他们 基督徒的生活已经变得好像很外表。
Even their ceremonies, even the Lord's table, even their worship was outward.
他们的一些的方式，他们的在主的擘饼的事情上面，他们已经进到了一个外表的一个表现。
So the writer of the Hebrews was saying, "You are partakers of a heavenly calling."
所以希伯来书的作者告诉他们，你们是蒙天召的。
You are indeed the body of Christ here on earth, but you have to live in the heavenlies.
你们实在是在地上基督的身体，但是你们必须要按照属天的来生活。
So maybe we could describe Zion that way.
也许我们可以这样的来描述西安。
We're living on earth.
我们是在活在地上。
But we're walking a heavenly way.
但是我们是在走一个天路。
You see, that's the reality of Zion.
你看，那就是西安的属灵的实际。
But you can understand how easily the church can lose that spiritual heavenly dimension.
你看见我们很容易的，我们就失落了那个属天的那个维度。
So for now, we just want to say this.
现在我们只想这样说。
Zion can only have spiritual reality.
西安只能这样才有属灵的实际。
When there's a local expression that meets on earth, standing on holy ground.
当在一个本地能有一些人，他们是站在圣地来聚会的话。
If we just have earthly things in our church, we've lost Zion.
如果我们的教会里面只有属地的一些层面，我们就失落了西安。
But if we just talk of spiritual things in the abstract without an outworking on earth, we also don't have Zion.
如果我们只是简单的谈一些抽象的事情，我们没有一些实在的、实实在在的，我们也是失落了西安。
You know how real this problem is.
你就知道这个问题是多么的真实。
There's many places where we can hear the spiritual principles of body life, a heavenly vision of Christ, our eternal purpose.
我们很多地方我们都谈到这个属灵的这个教会的属灵的原则，神永远的旨意和属灵的实际。
But if those teaching and those who know these spiritual teachings are not on holy ground.
但是这些属灵的一些教训不是建立在圣地的上面。
That Zion must be recovered.
因为西安必须要被恢复。
Mount Zion represents that paradoxical principle.
西安山好像有一个矛盾的这样的一个原则。
It's a spiritual reality.
是一个属灵的实际。
But it must be worked out here on earth.
但是必须在地上来呈现。
Brother Sparks interprets Mount Zion in his writings.
史柏克弟兄在他的作品里面，著作里面讲到，他是这样解释西安。
He says that Mount Zion spiritually is referring to living in the fullness of Christ.
他讲到西安山是指着活在基督的完全的里面。
How wonderful that is as a concept, huh?
这个概念是多么的奇妙。
Living in the fullness of Christ.
活在基督的完全里面。
It's true.
是真的。
That is Zion.
那确实是西安。
But don't forget what Hebrews also says.Don't forget what Hebrews also says.
哦，不要，但是你不要忘记，希伯来书也这样说。
If we live in spiritual vision in God's eternal purpose,
如果我们活在这个属灵的意象和神永远的旨意里面
，we must also not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
我们不可停止聚会。
We must stir up one another to love and good works.
我们可要彼此劝勉，来然行各样的善事。
We must love the brethren, show hospitality to strangers.
我们必须来彼此相爱，来善待远来的人。
And keep our marriages holy and undefiled.
保持我们的婚姻的圣洁和纯洁。
So you get the point.
所以你就明白了。
There's a mystery here.
在这里有一个奥秘。
And Zion can be very elusive.
好像西安是一个很这个宽松的一个概念。
Are we standing on holy ground?
我们有没有站在这个圣地上面？
But are we living together with Christ in the heavenlies?
我们有没有与基督一起坐在天上？
This is the place of rest.
只有这里才是安息的所在。
Now this principle of the earthly and the heavenly, we see in the Lord Jesus.
这个好像属在地又同在天的这样的一个原则，我们从主的身上我们就可以看见。
You see, the Jews had all that earthly stuff until Jesus came in the flesh with spiritual reality.
犹太人他们有各种属地的一些所有，直到耶稣他成为属灵的实际。
And so the Gospel of John is written to us today.
所以约翰福音也是向我们所写的。
Because we're all Christians.
因为我们都是基督徒。
But are we living in the spiritual reality of the I am?
但是我们有没有活在那个我是自由拥有的那个属灵的实际里面？
So we want to share during these times on the recovery of Zion.
我们今天想交通恢复西安。
The Spirit of God is recovering Zion.To the church, so the Lord can return.
神他的灵在他的教会里面要把锡安恢复，让他的儿子可以再来。
And of course, although I make it as a mystery of Zion, the way is actually very simple.
当然，我们讲到这个锡安的奥秘，其实是很简单的。
So tonight, I just want to give the first simple principle of coming to Zion.
我们今天只是来讲到。来到西安这个简单的原则。
And the principle is this, it's seen throughout history, Hebrews.
在这个原则你在整本的希伯来书你都可以看到。
Walking by faith finds holy ground.
你在因信而行你就可以找到圣地。
As we know in the book of Hebrews from the long list in Hebrews 11,
我们在希伯来书十一章的一个很长的一个名单里面
，We find many men and women who came to Zion by faith.
我们看见很多凭信进到锡安的弟兄姊妹们。
And we see when we look through the book of Hebrews that there's three dimensions of faith that need to be a real experience in our lives.
我们在希伯来书我们看见这个属灵有三个维度必须要在我们的今天的生活里面呈现出来。
Now, you know, faith is handed down to us many times by our parents as we hear the gospel.
当我们听福音的时候我们的父母一次一次地跟我们讲信心。
But there's a true and living faith in our lives that finds the highways to Zion.
但是我们的心里面有一个真实的一个信心让我们找到锡安大道。
Now, all of you know these dimensions of faith.
你们都知道这些属灵的这些维度。
The first is that faith has eyes in the heart.
第一个维度就是信心在我们的心眼里面。
In whose heart are the highways to Zion?
是那些他们向往锡安大道人的心眼。
David had a heart for the Lord.
大卫有一颗向着神的心。
And so he also had eyes of faith.
所以他也有信心的眼睛。
But faith also has a mouth.
但是信心也有一个嘴唇。
Because faith declares and confesses what they believe in their heart.
因为信心它在你宣告也承认他们所信的。
Faith says God is doing something.
信心也是神做一件事。
Faith says move that mountain.
信心说你让那个大山挪移。
It's like Caleb when he came back from spying the land and he says,We are well able to take the land, for God will be with us. There is the mouth of faith.
在加勒从那个窥探那个以色列地回来以后，他说：“我们现在是时机，让我们可以去拿夺那地，因为神与我们同在。”这是他信心在说话。
Those who would live in Zion are those who speak words of faith, not doubt.
那些活在锡安的人，他们说信心的话，而不是怀疑的话。
But third, faith has feet.
但是信心也有一双脚。
Faith is a seeker.
信心他在那里寻求。
A pursuer.
信心在追求。
A detective for truth.
他好像是一个真理的一个侦探。
Now people are challenged by many things today.
今天很多人都遇见各种的难处。
But I pray that our young people would be challenged to seek the wondrous truth about Zion.
但是我祈求我们中间的年轻人他们来接受这样一个挑战来寻求信心的这样的一个奇妙的真理。
I mean, you know, we get into digital games and We're all intrigued with getting to the 47th level of something.
我们今天玩这些数字游戏，我们都特别的想达到第47层。
I can't believe people are so interested today in the metaverse.
我不敢相信这些人，他们都那么对这个元宇宙感兴趣。
Many people like science fiction stories better than real life.
很多人他喜欢这些科学的这个虚拟的这些事情，比他真实的生命还要感兴趣。
But Mount Zion is the most wonderful truth to pursue.
但是锡安山是最奇妙的，我们所要追寻的真理。
Because there's so many just hidden things just under the surface for us to discover as we walk to Zion.
因为当我们走向锡安的时候，在它的表面有那么多就很埋得很浅的那些宝藏，让我们可以来发现。
I hope you're not a Christian who's just given up because things are too tough.
我觉得你们最好不要因为时间的难过，你们就已经放弃了。
May the Spirit of God help you to be a detective when you study the Word of God.
愿意神的灵在帮助你们，让你们研读神的话的时候，成为一个侦探。
Zion is very close, just behind the sea.
好像这个锡安，它是只是非常的接近，只是在这些你看见的一点点的后面。
You know, one famous Christian writer says, "There's two kinds of Christians."
有一个著名的圣经作者，他说有两种的基督徒。
And he says there's sea adders and there's sea throughers.
他说有一个看外表的和看内心的。
Some people just see at something; they just see the outward situation.
有些人他就直接看那些东西，他就是只是看外面的一些东西。
Some people by faith see through something.
有些人呢，他可以看透一些东西，只看到他的内心。
Behind the miracle of Jesus, they saw Jesus beyond the miracle.
他们看见耶稣所行的神迹，他又看见在那个神迹之后的耶稣。
Now, do you have that kind of spiritual curiosity?
你有没有这样一个属灵的一个好奇心
？Like Moses when he saw the burning bush and said, "Wait a minute, there's something more here."
当摩西看见圣这个燃烧的荆棘的时候，他说：“等一等，在这个地方一定有什么事情发生。”
You remember that one time that Elisha's servant saw all those soldiers right outside the city, and he was afraid, and because he just saw at the soldiers, but Elisha saw through the soldiers to the angels behind the soldiers.
你看见在这个以利沙，他看见这周围的这些围城的这些军兵，他非常的害怕。但是以利亚他看见这个军兵后面的这个天使。
Now I know, dear brothers and sisters, that you're not so shallow that you just look at stuff.
弟兄姊妹们，我知道你们不是这样肤浅到一个地步，你只是看那件东西。
But you have to see through to see Zion.
你必须要看透，你才能看见锡安。
And this kind of faith is the faith that finds the highway's design.
这样的信心才是能够让我们能够找到奔往锡安大道的一个信心。
Somehow the saints of old came to stand on holy ground.
有时候我们要站在这个圣地上面。
Sometimes when we're walking, we don't realize that we're coming to holy ground.
有时候我们行走的时候，我们又认识到我们是在圣地上面。
Sometimes we over-spiritualize these great men in the book of Hebrews.
我们有时候把希伯来书里面讲到这些伟人，我们把他们过度的属灵化。
When God spoke to Abraham and they set out, not knowing where they were going.
当神向亚伯拉罕显现，他就出来不知道要往哪里去。
It didn't seem like they were on holy ground.
他没有认识到他已经在圣地上。
But then they would stop in a place, and Abraham would build an altar, and suddenly, God would speak, and they were on holy ground.
他就来到一个地方，他就建一座坛，然后神就向他们显现，突然他们就站在圣地上。
God was leading Abraham to Zion.
神带领亚伯拉罕向着锡安。
When Jacob was in Bethel, and suddenly he saw that ladder.Up in heaven and the angels going up and down, he said, "This is holy ground."
当雅各在伯特利看见那个梯子，天使在上面， 上去下来，他说我来到了圣地。
When Isaiah saw King Uzziah died, he thought the kingdom of Judah was over, and then he saw the Lord on the throne of the kingdom.
当以赛亚他知道乌西亚王崩的时候，他认为以色列国要亡了，但是他突然就看见神坐在宝座的上面。
Daniel saw the mighty power of the four great kingdoms that were to come. But then he saw the kingdom stone that would come and reign forever.
但以理他看见要将来要来的那个四个强国，但是他又看见这个国度的这个石头来掌权。
All of these people had faith.
这些人都有信心。
Curious faith.
他们的信心都是带着好奇。
Faith that explored deeper.
他们的信心带领他们做更深的来寻求和研究。
And then they find holy ground.
他们就一再的发现这个圣地。
A lot of times we come to holy ground as a result of a number of disillusioning experiences.
我们很多时候，我们因着我们对现实的这个幻灭，我们一次一次。来到这个才能来到了圣地。
Sometimes we have to come to the end of this earthly life and are feeling that this is all vanity.
我们一定要认识到我们在这个属地的生活一切都是虚空，我们认识到这一点。
I think it's ironical that these great men of the Bible who finally saw nothing in this earth until they saw through to Zion.
我觉得这是一个很带有讽刺意味的，就是这些圣经里面的伟人，当他们看穿了这个地上的事情的时候，他们才看见了西安。
These men, whether Abraham or Jacob or Solomon or Isaiah, they were all incredibly rich.
这些人，亚伯拉罕、雅各、所罗门和以赛亚，他们都是非常非常的富有的。
But like our modern billionaires, they saw that all those riches means nothing.If you don't see through to more,
他们像今天的这些亿万富翁，如果你不看穿这些东西，找到更多的话，你这些都是虚空。
There's many books right now being written about Christian sociology.
有很多书今天写到这个基督徒的社会学。
The American Church and the American Dream.
美国教会和美国梦。
And in these recent few years, that dream has turned to vanity and vanity.
在最近的这些年，你就发现那个梦就变成了虚空的虚空。
I'm so glad we gathered tonight. Many of you have come to Mount Zion.
我非常的高兴，我们今天聚集的时候，你们很多人来到了西安。
But on the larger scene of the church, you know, there's many churches closing down.
但是在更大的这样的一个层面上面，你知道有很多的教会他们就关门了。
Their promises of prosperity and happiness have not worked out.
他们那些为你来应许的那些繁荣和快乐都没有实现。
But perhaps that's just the preamble to people waking up to that which is of greatest importance.
但是这应该是那个要来的这个更重要的这个方面的一个前提前奏。
Behind almost every aspect of our lives, whether vocation or family or home, there's a spiritual reality to be discovered, just as we see through by faith.
在我们每一个人的家庭、职业各种方面的后面都有。当我们能够看穿的话，我们都可以看见一点属灵的实际。
And so, just to finally make one illustration.We just talk about David for a few minutes and his eyes of faith.
我们可能只用最后一点讲到大卫的他来看穿到用信凭信看穿，我们来做一个例子。
Jesse said he had 7 sons when he talked to Samuel, but actually he had 8.
耶西他跟见到撒母耳的时候，他说他有七个儿子，但是他实际上有八个。
But actually David was the 8th and he was nothing.
大卫是第八个，他是什么也不是。
He was a useless shepherd out in the field.
他在那个野地里面，他是一个无用的一个牧羊人。
You know, he went to university. He just got a Bachelor of Arts.
如果他去上大学的话，他读的是艺术类的。
He couldn't get a good job.
他都不会找到好的工作。
But then Samuel saw him.
但是撒母耳看见他了。
And Samuel saw through him.
撒母耳看透了他。
At first, Samuel saw the biggest of David's brothers and said, ah, that must be the coming king.
当他看见这个最年长的大卫的哥哥，他说：“哦，这就是那个要来的王。”
Yeah, but the Lord said, "No, no, no! Don't be a see-atter, be a see-thrower."
但是神说：“你不要看外表，你要看人的内心。”
And so David was anointed by Samuel.
所以大卫就被撒母耳来膏。
But we know from the earliest days there was something about David's heart for the Lord that made him a man of faith and a see-thrower.
但是我们知道，在大卫的他年轻的时候，他有里面的有一点点让他凭着信心，他可以来看透神的事。
We can imagine him there when he wrote Psalm 8.
当他写诗篇第八篇的时候，我们可以想象他在那里。
Perhaps as a young teenage shepherd out in the fields.
好像像一个年轻的十几岁的一个牧童。
One day he looked up at creation, and he saw through creation.To the Creator.
有一天他看见这个神的创造，他就直接从这个创造里面看到这个创造者。
Oh, when I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the worlds and all that thou hast made, what is man that you're mindful of him?
他说我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么？你竟顾念他；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他
？He began to wonder. And he said, "Surely, man, as insignificant as he is, lower than the angels, but you've made him with a destiny and crowned him with glory and honor."
他就开始在那里惊讶。他说：“你人算什么？你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
”And so he looked at the creation and he saw the Creator.
当他看见受造之物，他就看见那个造物者。
And he looked at man, and he saw the Son of Man, according to God's purpose.
他看见人，他就看见按照神的旨意那个神人子。
He found himself on holy ground.
他就发现他是站在圣地。
You see, these things happen as we walk through real life.
当我们来度过我们的日子的时候，我们就看见这些事情。
There was one day out in the fields there as he was a shepherd that the penny dropped.
有一天当他在野地他牧羊的时候好像那个硬币就掉了下来。
Nobody told David, nor was there any song written before, but David said, the Lord is my shepherd.
没有人告诉他在这个诗篇前面也没有见过突然他有一天他就说主是我耶和华是我的牧者。
He saw through his own shepherd life something he did made him realize, well, the Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down, just like I say to the sheep, lie down.
他就通过他做这个牧童的这个经历，他突然就发现耶和华是我的牧者，他使我来躺卧。
You see, that's not a song he wrote. That's something he saw about God.
这不仅仅是他写的下的一个诗篇，而是他论到神他的一个发现。
And then one day he was shepherding, and a lion jumped out.
有一天他在放羊的时候，一个狮子就跳了出来。
But he saw Aslan behind the lion.
但是他在这个狮子后面，他就看见那个Aslan 这个另外一个狮子。
It's not like he had the strength or the confidence.But when he saw the Lord was with him as a shepherd, somehow he dealt with that lion.
他不是说他有什么能力，但是他看见主与他同在的时候，他就能抵挡那个狮子。
These little things of seeing through, the discovery of God's purpose and Mount Zion.
这些小小的一些方面，当你看透的时候，你就认识到神的旨意和锡安山。
Of course, you know.There came the day when David saw that God was a giant bigger than the giant.
但是你也知道，在大卫王他看见神是比那个巨人更大的一个巨人。
And then there was a day he was on the run and he was hiding in the cave, and he suddenly realized, God is my cave, my rock, my refuge.
有一天，当他逃难的时候，他隐藏在一个山洞里面，突然他就认识到。耶和华是我的山洞，是我的避难所。
And in David's battles as a warrior, it wasn't like he was the bravest or the strongest, but he saw that behind him was Jehovah of God's angel armies.
当大卫征战的时候，他并不是那个最强壮有力那个战士，但是他知道站在他背后的是耶和华的军队。
He kept seeing through the outward circumstances to a God behind.
他始终从这些外面的这些环境里面看穿，看见背后的神。
And so when the day finally came that he was made king of all Israel,
当那到了那么一天，他成为以色列全国的王。
He became the king's king.
他成为王，万王之王。
He waited 7 years for everyone to recognize that he was a king.
他等了七年，等着别人来认识，来承认他是那王。
He mourned when King Saul was killed.
当扫罗王被杀的时候，他为他来痛哀悼。
He was a true prince of God.
他是神的君。
And so he was the prince, and God was his king.
他是神的王子，神是他的王。
Now the point of all this is, it was David, of course, who saw through Zion and found Zion.
这所有的重点就是大卫他。看透了，看见了西安，他就找到了西安。
But we'll save that for next time.
但是我们要留到下一次再讲。
So let's finish up by just saying a few things.
我们再讲几点，我们就结束。
There is an unseen reality, which is of greater importance than the large outward visible church of God today.
在神今天所您所能见的这个教会里面。有一个更大的一个不能可见的一个属灵的一个层面。
Many in the church sense that there's something deeply wrong.
教会里面很多人他们意识到有一些东西是在很深的方面它是不对的。
And we could all sit around and analyze what's wrong with the church today. But who has seen through that to Mount Zion?
我们今天可以坐下来我们一直分析教会到底出了什么问题。但是谁能看穿，一直看到西安
？Now within the church today, there's many wonderful people of faith who believe what we need is a revival.
在今天教会的里面有很多非常好的一些人，他认为我们今天需要的是一个复兴。
And there's no doubt after this pandemic and all we've been through, we could use a breath of revival from heaven.
毫无疑问，我们经历了这个瘟疫以后，我们实在需要有一点恢复的气息。
But if we just have a reviving of our hearts, do we find ourselves on holy ground?
如果我们内心我们来复兴，我们找到在这个圣地的地方。
You see, if the foundations be destroyed, you can have a reviving, but as soon as you come back down to earth, there's no foundation of Zion.
如果根基损坏了，你可以。有点复兴，但是当你马上降到这个地上的时候，你就发现你没有根基。
In the church, and again, I speak as the whole. The foundations have been broken up.
我们今天讲到这个教会整个的这个层面，它的根基已经毁坏了。
And so it will take something more than revival.
所以一定要需要比复兴更多的一些方面。
Oh Lord, we pray you send revival.
说我们来祈求你来把复兴赐下。
There's many ministries today, many charismatic ministries that say what we need is a restoration of spirit-filled charismatic ministry.
在今天有很多的聚会，像灵恩派的，他们说我们需要一些灵恩的这些恢复。
So we need prophets today, we need apostles, we need miracles today.
我们今天需要先知，我们需要使徒，我们也需要神迹。
But we find.That you can restore greatness and size and have a mega church, but still not find Zion.
但是我们发现你可以来恢复它的这个尺寸，可以有一个巨大的教会，但是你还在其中还是找不到西安。
The truth of the matter is, King Herod spent more money in making Jerusalem beautiful than Solomon did.
事实上这个叙利王他花了更多的钱让耶路撒冷比所罗门那个年代的圣殿更美。
By Jesus' time, King Herod's temple was full of gold and ornate things, and the songs that were sung and the priesthood garments were beautiful.
到了耶稣那个年代，这个圣殿是充满了各种金器，是装饰非常华丽，那里有人在唱诗，有人在他们的这个祭司穿的是非常漂亮的衣服。
And so it had everything but the Shekinah glory.
但是在那里有所有的方面，就是没有神的同在。
Jerusalem had everything but Zion.
耶路撒冷有一切，就是没有西安。
And some today, they want to see the church unified.
有些人今天他希望看见合一的一个教会。
Oh, this is our prayer as well.
这也是我们的今天的一个祷告。
As it says in John 17, that the church may be one, that the world could see Christ in the church.
因为在约翰福音十七章的里面，愿意有一个合一的教会，让人从教会里面就看见基督。
You have a dear brother here on the West Coast, Francis Chan.
在我们西岸有一个亲爱的一个弟兄，叫弗朗西斯陈。
He's just written a new book called Until Unity.
他刚写了一本书叫《直到合一的》。
And he's advocating basically a unification between the evangelical church and the charismatic church as a sign of unity in Christ.
他在这里来支持要让福音派和灵恩派来 合并起来，成为一个合一的一个见证。
And we all believe that brothers fight much too much, churches battle each other, and it's all in vain.
我们也都认为这些教会之间的这些争执都是虚空的。
But if you build an outward unity, there's usually compromise and not holy ground.
如果你建立一个外在的一个合一的，你在那里你就经常会有做一些妥协，就没有一个圣地。
And so we find we can't recover Zion just by Bible studies or conference teachings.
我们发现我们不能靠着读经和靠着来特会我们来找到西安。
The old wineskin cannot hold the new wine.
旧皮带不能重装新酒。
But faith seeks till it finds holy ground.
但是信心它在你一直寻求直到发现圣地。
Were you seeking more of the Lord when you found holy ground?
当你找到圣地的时候，你是不是在更多的寻求主
？A heavenly city whose builder and maker is God.
一个属天的一个城，是由神来经营所建造的。
Now I'm encouraged to believe that many of you have indeed come to Mount Zion.
我非常有信心得到鼓舞，你们认为你们已经来到了圣地。
We're gathered together in Mount Zion.
我们是在西安山我们一起聚集。
So I'll just leave you with a few mysterious thoughts and then we'll continue tomorrow night.
我今天就给你留下一点这个奥秘的一些想法，我们明天再继续。
Number one.
第一。
Zion is located somewhere between heaven and earth.
西安是在天和地中间的某一个地方存在。
It's not in heaven.
不是只是在天上
It's not on earth.
也不是在地上
Number two,
第二
Faith discovers that they already are in Mount Zion.
信心他就发现他们已经在锡安山了
Mount Zion is now.
锡安山就是今日
Brother Spark says he had one problem with we're marching to Zion. We're already there.
这个史百克弟兄他说我们不是在奔向西安，我们已经在那里了。
I think he would make his congregation sing, "We're standing in Zion."
我觉得他会让他的聚会的弟兄姊妹们唱，我们在站在锡安山。
Number three.
第三
Mount Zion can only be reached through Mount Calvary.
锡安山只能通过加略山来抵达。
And number four.
第四
Zion is not a place or a structure.
西安不是一个地方
but,
也不是一个建筑物
but a person.
而是一个人
Lord, we come to the foothills and lift our eyes up and see the Lord Jesus.
主我们来到这里我们把我们眼向上看我们就看见我们的主耶稣
You have carried us through so many years together.
你把我们一起带过了这么多年
And now as we come near the end of this age,
当我们来到这个时代的末了
Grant us all to enter into the rest of Mount Zion.
求你让我们能够来进入锡安山。
May this be real in our lives that we have come to Mount Zion.
愿意在这成为我们的实际，说我们已经来到了锡安山。
That we've seen through all the various ways that we've been led all these years.
让我们能够来看穿我们这些年你一直给我们的带领。
We're standing in gold.
我们在金黄金上站立。
We're standing in holy ground.
我们是站在圣地上面。
Do revive within us.The appreciation for the holy things of God.
在我们里面来兴起我们对这些圣洁的事情的一些感觉和欣赏。
Lord, we know so many here have known and rested on Zion.
主啊，我们知道这么多年我们一直来在锡安山上得安息。
But perhaps there are some tonight.
但是也许晚上，今天晚上就有一点。
Who've been given all that they have by others.But have not found Zion themselves.
他们都一直是从别的地方听说，但是他们还没有找到锡安。
Raise up in our middle generation now those pioneers who will replace those dear brothers who have gone up higher in Mount Zion.
在我们下一代里面兴起那些先锋，让他们能够来承接我们以前的那些世代的弟兄姊妹们。
And raise up a young generation of those.Who are seeking the face of the Lord Jesus on Mount Zion?
也求你兴起更年轻的一代，让他们来寻求在锡安山上的我们主的信心。
May this be a year of rest and glory in Zion.
愿意前面的一年成为在锡安山上的一个安息之年。
Bring us into these things, we pray.
求你把我们带到这里面，我们来祷告。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen. Amen.